Life 101.9. Hey, I am David A. Dean. I have the distinct honor of hanging out with Herbie Newell. He is with Lifeline Children's Services, an organization that is making adoption and foster care easier throughout the country. Welcome to the program, Herbie.
David, thanks for having me. And
all right, so Herbie, can you tell me about what adoption and Christmas have in common?
You know, as we look even at the word and the birth of Christ Jesus, we see so many similarities between physical earthly adoption and what we celebrate at Christmas. We know from just our history, and if we've read the Bible, we know that Mary was a virgin betrothed to Joseph, and Joseph brings her in as opposed to disowning her, brings her in, although she is with child, and treats Jesus, the Messiah, Emmanuel, God with us, as his own son. We see that when Jesus comes, he comes as our sacrifice. He comes to free us from sin and from the effects of sin. And Paul in Romans and in Ephesians and Galatians gives us this beautiful analogy of adoption being like our adoption and from God the Father who brings us into his home.
How do we fit here in Eastern Iowa into that story?
There's a responsibility when we have Christ to say, I want to mirror the love of Christ for others. I want to do that by caring for the kids in foster care in my community. I want to do that by opening up my home as a place of refuge for potentially a mom that's going through an unplanned or crisis pregnancy. I want to open up our heart and our home to care, to volunteer at a crisis pregnancy center, or to be a mentor for a family that's at risk of losing their kids to foster care. We mirror the love of God when we begin to respond.
So Herbie, how can we do that through Lifeline Children's Services?
Lifeline provides a lot of different sources and information. If you're a pastor, we've even got sermon guides, programs that you can begin to equip your church to care for vulnerable women, to care for vulnerable families, and to care for vulnerable children. But if you're someone who is in the community and maybe you attend a church and your church hasn't quite gotten on board, there's so many different things that you can do as well. And at our website or by contacting Lifeline, we want to connect you with all of those tangible ways that you can make a difference. But, you know, a huge thing that someone can do is just say, hey, I'm available. A lot of what we see with vulnerable children, kids in foster care, vulnerable women who are going through unplanned pregnancies, or even families who've lost their kids to foster care, the number one thing they need is community and they need relationship. Mm. And so if we're willing to step out and have a relationship with someone.
So if anybody wants to get involved in the work that Lifeline is doing, how can they do that?
Our website is lifelinechild.org. Again, that's lifelinechild.org. Or on all of your major social media, our handle is lifelinechild. Again, lifelinechild. And you can connect with us. You can get information to be able to contact us. And again, we'd love to talk to your church. We'd love to talk to the pastors. But we'd also love to find ways that you can practically and tangibly get engaged right there in your hometown, right where the Lord has you planted, to begin to show love to the vulnerable and to show that pro-life ministry is about protecting life in the womb, but it's also about advocating for life once it's born.
But well, Herbie, thanks so much for spending a few minutes with us.
Dave, thank you anytime, and bless and Merry Christmas.
There have been hundreds of songs written about it.